The news from English Waves Radio in Paris. Good afternoon. A tribute to Clarissa Jean-Philippe was held earlier today in Montrouge, Hauts-de-Seine. The young municipal policewoman was killed there 2 years ago on this very day, just 48 hours after the attack on Charlie Hebdo. The murderer, Amédie Coulibaly, then took 29 people hostage at the Porte de Vincennes Hypercaché supermarket. There'll be a ceremony this evening to pay tribute to the four people who were killed in this anti-Semite attack. 16 people were arrested this morning in a police raid in Paris over the armed robbery of Kim Kardashian last year. The TV reality star was tied up and robbed in a private hotel in Paris on the night of October the 2nd, and her room was burgled by men disguised as police officers. The thieves fled with jewellery worth 9 million euros. An entire district of Toulouse was flooded this morning after a water pipe burst. The underground, which crosses the northern part of the city, has been closed for 48 hours in order to allow experts to determine the extent of the damage and do the repairs. At least 8 policemen have been killed in a truck bomb attack in the Egyptian Sinai Peninsula. A suicide bomber rammed a security post with a truck full of explosive. Automobile constructor Chrysler has announced it's creating 2,000 jobs in the United States and bringing back production of the heavy-duty pickup truck to Michigan. This announcement was made after President-elect Donald Trump had been scolding automakers for investing in Mexico. Some of you may remember this as the happiest year of your life. The European program Erasmus today celebrates its 30th anniversary. This initiative has allowed 5 million students to live abroad. At the beginning, 11 countries were involved, compared to 30 now. Finally, the silver screen, and Isabelle Huppert has won the Golden Globe Award for Best Actress for her performance in Paul Verhoeven's Elle, which was also crowned as Best Foreign Language Film. Isabelle Huppert topped an impressive field, which included Natalie Portman for her interpretation of Jackie Kennedy. That's all the news for now on English Waves Radio. Join us for our next full update of today's top stories this evening at 6.